Kenaikan emisi pada tahun 2030 akan sebesar 16%, yang menyebabkan suhu lebih panas 2,7 derajat Celcius pada akhir abad ini. Kita memerlukan political will dan kepemimpinan, termasuk dari parlemen, untuk meningkatkan ambisi penurunan emisi dan melakukan langkah adaptasi. Para hadirin yang terhormat, untuk menyelesaikan berbagai permasalahan bersama tersebut, maka dibutuhkan dunia yang bersatu. Permasalahan pertama tidak dapat diatasi sendiri oleh satu negara. Dunia memiliki pengetahuan, teknologi, dan berbagai sumber daya. Namun, kurang akan komitmen untuk bekerja sama dan saling membantu. Dalam hal ini, politik domestik juga dapat mempengaruhi posisi internasional satu negara dan komitmen akan kerjasama internasional. Karenanya, parlemen di berbagai negara memegang peranan penting untuk mendorong pemerintah dan masyarakat terus meningkatkan upaya kerjasama internasional, solidaritas global, dan menumbuhkan saling percaya. Selain itu, pencapaian SDGs juga membutuhkan dukungan politik dari parlemen untuk memastikan SDGs diterjemahkan menjadi sebuah aksi nasional dan mengarahkan sumber daya dan anggaran yang cukup serta aturan yang memadai. Di tengah situasi pandemi, Indonesia tetap berkomitmen untuk melaksanakan SDGs dan fokus pada bidang sistem perlindungan sosial, sistem kesehatan nasional, industri, pariwisata, dan investasi ekonomi hijau, sistem ketahanan bencana.
Including our disaster resilience system. At the end, and in the end, to conclude, I would like to extend my appreciation to IPU for co-hosting this event together with our parliament. Let us together show the world and demonstrate that parliament is part of the solution. Again, parliament is part of the solutions to address different common problems, including in the attainment of SDGs. Thank you.
Indeed, thank you very much, Ms. Maharani. Parliament is part of the solution, and you really raise valid points from fair and equitable vaccine distribution in addressing climate change and looking at it as an emergency, and above all, going in as a unified world and not as individual countries. And that way, I believe it's the only way we're not going to leave anyone behind. And now, from the IPU, please allow me to introduce Mr. Duarte Pacheco, who's the president of the Interparliamentary Union, to give his remarks. Mr. Pacheco, it is a great pleasure to meet you, and welcome to the virtual stage.
Good morning. Good morning or good afternoon, Honorable Mrs. Juan Panani, Speaker of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, my friend, dear members of Parliament, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the IPU, I am honored to be with you today at the first global parliamentary meeting on achieving the SDGs. I would like to express my deep appreciation to the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia for the prestigious collaboration in organizing the high-level event. The first global parliamentary meeting on achieving the SDGs represents a significant milestone in the process of enforcing the parliamentary cooperation and implementation of the SDGs in the world. Your presence here sends a strong message about your commitment and the commitment of your parliament to accelerating the implementation of SDGs without further delay. And despite the challenge posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the IPU is proud to create opportunities for parliaments of the world to convene, exchange experiences, good practices, lessons learned. Dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, the current pandemic is testing our resilience, sense of solidarity, our capacity to access the work we have done so far, as well as strategies we are planning to implement to overcome this crisis and address the structural problems that are still impeding our societies to fully develop. As you are aware, more than 4 million people have lost their lives, and millions of people all over the world have fallen again into extreme poverty due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The current crisis is threatening decades of development gains, completely altered our priorities, exacerbated inequalities, and further delayed the urgent transition to a greener and more inclusive economies. The COVID-19 pandemic has thrown progress on SDGs even farther off the track. This means only one thing. We must act now, and we must build back better. There is no doubt that Parliament, bastions of societies, have a crucial role to play in this effort. Even before the adoption of the 2030 Agenda, on the occasion of the 128th IPU Assembly held in Ecuador in 2013, Parliament affirmed the central role they play in the implementation of SDGs. 2 years later, through the Hanoi Declaration, the Sustainable Development Goals, turning words into action, Parliaments reaffirmed their vision for people-centered, sustainable development based on the realization of all human rights and committed to doing their utmost to strengthen national ownership of the goals. Translate the goals into domestic laws and regulations, and all governments accountable for the goals they subscribe to. The commitments made at the time remain valid and need to be kept. We parliamentarians have duty and the privilege to change we want to see in the world. Parliamentarians are instrumental in the realization of the SDGs through the ability to turn the voluntary commitment to SDGs and to enforceable laws, to hold governments to account on development policy choices and strategies, and the adoption of national budgets. To effectively pursue our mandate to deliver on SDGs, we should recall the three C's: commitment, cooperation, and coordination. Commitment, because it's the nourishment of our actions. Cooperation, because it is what will ensure projects and sustainable in the long run, and coordination, because this means efficiency. At IPU, we commend the efforts and commitment made by parliaments, especially during this period that dramatically shook our lives. But at the same time, we are convinced that only if the SDGs are firmly embedded in the work of Parliament, we could start seeing effective progress and results. The IPU is counting on this meeting and on your engagement to come up with tangible recommendations and conclusions that will provide the needed momentum for parliaments to play a robust role in the implementation of the SDGs. So, dear friends, I look forward to open and constructive deliberations and wish you all a very successful meeting. Thank you so much for your attention.
Indeed, thank you very much, Mr. Pacheco, for your remarks and commitment, cooperation, really good. I hope we reiterate that throughout the day and through the next 2 days, and how COVID-19 is now testing our resilience. And most important, and why we are here, the the role that you as parliamentarians can play to help fast track the implementation of the SDGs of the Agenda 2030. Now I'm just checking chats and I'm seeing representatives from Mexico, India, Tanzania, Malaysia, Costa Rica, Burundi. Really good to see you. So please, yeah, drop us a message on chat and let us know which country you're representing. It's a great pleasure to see you. And also just to remind you that we are monitoring the chats and my colleague Alexandra is with you there. If you have any questions, any comments, any issues you want to raise, please feel free to address them in the chat. And as we go along, we'll be able to look at some of the questions and some of your experiences. And of course, we'll have some of you talking to us on how we can, you know, continue working on the SDGs as parliamentarians. Now, to set the scene for the discussions we are going to have, I'm going to introduce our keynote speaker, Ms. Amina Mohammed, who's the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations. Here we go.
Ms. Puan Maharani, Speaker of the House of Representatives of Indonesia, Mr. Duarte Pacheco, President of the Interparliamentary Union, and Mr. Martin Junggong, Secretary General of the Interparliamentary Union, Members of Parliament. I would like to thank the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia and the Interparliamentary Union for organizing this timely meeting. Parliaments have essential roles in advancing the Sustainable Development Agenda and ensuring that member states can achieve its goals. Recovery efforts represent an opportunity to shape policies to address the structural vulnerabilities that have been exacerbated by the pandemic, including poverty, inequality, public health disparities, and institutional weaknesses. Excellencies, COVID-19 has been a tragic illustration of the vital importance of the 2030 Agenda as a holistic vision for just, prosperous and healthy societies. In its comprehensive approach to issues such as poverty, inequality, education, gender disparities, and the environment, beyond the health commitments included in SDG 3, the 2030 Agenda is critical in helping member states build a resilient response and a more sustainable, peaceful, and accountable society. In 2015, the IPU Assembly pledged to turn words into action to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Since then, you have worked hard to deliver on that commitment. The IPU and parliamentarians have regularly contributed to the work of the UN High-Level Political Forum to help keep up the momentum for the SDG action. At the national level, you have aligned institutional strategies with the 2030 Agenda, established formal mechanisms for oversight and assessment, and adopted legislation that helps deliver on implementation. After the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, as the international community collectively faced the convergence of health, economic, and social crises, parliaments rose to the challenge. You helped oversee the actions of governments to manage and respond to this unprecedented crisis, enacted appropriate legislation, adopted budgets to fight the pandemic, and protect the most vulnerable, and ensure that governments are accountable to their public. As the pandemic still rages, parliaments must continue to play this role. I urge you to double your efforts towards facilitating the just transitions that are needed to achieve the SDGs. This means avoiding a return to austerity, promoting caring and inclusive societies, decarbonizing economies, and transitioning towards sustainable energy. We need green and blue economies that create decent jobs, especially for women and young people. I count on the continued engagement of parliaments in this joint endeavor towards more inclusive, fair, and sustainable societies. I wish you a successful meeting.
Thank you very much, Ms. Amina Mohammed. Indeed, we are all here because we are counting on you, parliamentarians, to ensure an inclusive, fair, recovery, especially during this pandemic, and even as we work towards achieving the Agenda 2030. Now, like I said in the beginning, we really value your presence and participation and would love to hear your experiences from wherever you're joining us from. I can see people from Canada in here. And we would love to hear your thoughts, experiences, and questions if you have them as we go along. And now I'll invite our digital correspondent for the day to just say hi, to let her tell you that she's on chat and she's monitoring what you're doing, and just to tell you what she's expected you guys to talk about. So Alexandra Blagojevic, who's the program manager of the International Development for IPU. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Mercy, and good morning, everyone from Geneva. Indeed, I will be your digital correspondent for today, and that means that I'm, together with my colleagues, monitoring this chat. We are monitoring the Twitter feeds, and we would be happy to share your thoughts and ideas today with you. So please do not hesitate to use those channels. Your messages will certainly be passed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alexandra. Are you going to give the floor to some of the MPs to maybe unmute themselves and say something? Alexandra?
Yes. Mercy, can you say it again? Sorry.
I'm asking, are we going to give the MPs some time to also just come on this virtual stage and mute their videos and their audio and ask some of the questions by themselves?
Yes, absolutely. We have for each session, we have a keynote speaker, only one. And then later on, we definitely want to hear from parliamentarians. We unfortunately don't have a lot of time. We are constrained by the virtual events. So we will not be able to hear too much in this meeting, which is why we do indeed encourage the use of chat and Twitter and other ways to pass messages.
Great, thank you very much. And I guess on that note, we are now ready to start our first session for the day and for this three-day event. And we will focus on how parliaments are contributing to the realization of the SDGs during the COVID-19 pandemic. And to introduce the session, here is Ms. Karine Jabber, who is the Director of the Divisions of Programs at IPU. A very warm welcome to the virtual stage, Ms. Karine.
Good morning. Hello from Geneva. Hello to everyone. It's a great pleasure for me to be here with you today for this first session of the Global Conference, Parliamentary Conference on SDGs. And I really look forward to the discussions that we will all have on your experiences on how you have been realizing, contributing to the realization of the SDGs during the COVID pandemic. Now, maybe just to introduce the session and to say a few words, I'll start by, I think the most obvious is that we all know that the past years have seen dramatic change around the world, and the pandemic has not left anyone behind and has affected all of us. And we all know that we will only overcome it if no one is left behind. The effects of the pandemic have been great and will be long-lasting, and the interlinkage with the SDGs and their realization is therefore obvious. We have heard from the introductory remarks how both go hand in hand, and an effective recovery from COVID-19 has to go with enforced efforts to implement the SDGs. Now, according to available data, the global extreme poverty rate rose for the first time in over 20 years. Hundreds of millions of people were pushed back into extreme poverty and face chronic hunger today. Estimates suggest that 2020 saw an increase of between 119 million and 124 million global poor, and based on current projections, the global poverty rate is expected to be of 7%, around 600 million people in 2030, missing therefore the target of eradicating poverty. The COVID-19 pandemic interrupted various essential health services and posed major health threats beyond the disease itself. Furthermore, we know of the economic impact. The downturn due to the crisis has been increasing inequalities. We heard it from the introductory remarks, also within and among countries, and is disproportionately affecting women and the most vulnerable and marginalized segments of society. Violence against women and girls has intensified. Child marriage, which was on the decline in recent years, is expected to unfortunately increase, and women have suffered a disproportionate share of job losses and increased care work at home. This crisis will continue to have catastrophic effects on people's life and the planet if recovery strategies and future development plans do not incorporate an SDGs lens. Policies and legislation are required in order to prevent further crisis, mitigate risks, and address structural problems that impede development in a comprehensive way. The pandemic is a terrible setback, we all know that, but it cannot be used as an excuse to divert the attention from the SDGs implementation. In the IPU's view, the SDGs are actually more relevant today than ever before. Thanks to their integrated and interlinked nature, they provide a roadmap that can help countries improve their preparedness, respond to the pandemic more effectively, and implement recovery plans that deliver on social and environmental sustainability in an inclusive manner. And within that framework, parliaments are instrumental and key players. They are in a position to influence policies and budgets to ensure that the COVID-19 pandemic responses and recovery strategies embrace and integrate the SDG framework in its entirety. Their legislative, representational, oversight, and budgetary responsibilities enable them to, for instance, improve the health coverage of people they represent, combat inequalities, and build peaceful, just, and inclusive societies. The IPU has been documenting how parliaments are organizing their work around the SDGs since 2018. Back then, and thanks to the feedback from parliaments, we had managed to carry out a first overview of parliamentary involvement on the SDGs. The overall conclusion was that parliaments had been much more engaged on the SDGs than on the MDGs, raising awareness initiatives within parliaments to inform MPs had been organized by many. Structures to mainstream and coordinate the work of parliaments on SDGs existed in the majority of parliaments surveyed. We also found strong evidence of involvement in overseeing implementation of the SDGs and monitoring of results and participation in country reporting, though this was an area where parliamentary involvement could definitely be further strengthened. More recently, and taking into account the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, we launched a new initiative aimed at documenting parliamentary practices on the SDGs. A survey was developed to collect information on institutionalized practices to mainstream the SDGs into parliamentary work, on methods and actions to improve access to health and strengthen the response to climate change, and on measures to ensure that the voices of the underrepresented, marginalized, and vulnerable groups are taken into account. Thanks to the information already provided by parliaments, we have learned of various interesting and promising initiatives through which parliaments have been integrating the SDGs into their work and enhancing their oversight and implementation function. To name just a few, for instance, the Parliament of Thailand now examines each draft legislation submitted against certain SDG criteria. It has also established standing committees that, in cooperation with the Office of the Economics and Social Development Council, oversee how national budget allocations meet the SDGs in a systematic manner. In Hungary, the Parliament, within the Parliament, the National Council for Sustainable Development conducts biannual monitoring reports on the implementation of the SDGs, and these reports are provided through indicators, qualitative analysis, and a review of social responses and actions implemented in the past 2 years, valuable information for the Parliament to monitor effectively and oversee the implementation of the SDGs. In Mexico, the Senate enhanced the mandate of the existing working group on the follow-up of the SDGs and created a special commission for the follow-up of the SDGs in Mexico with the support of all parliamentary groups and with the unanimous approval of the plenum of the Senate. The objective of the special commission is to follow up on the implementation of the SDGs, promoting reform or bills that facilitate or expedite their realization. Now,